It is a very, very important ruling in respect of the problems that people face regarding the conduct of the police, because the effect of the ruling is that persons can't be arrested for the crime of soliciting for the purpose of prosecution unless it is shown what they actually did and who they solicited. So the who and the how tests are what really the, both the state and the court agreed with us that he has to be satisfied. So the problem we're addressing there is the problem of law in action, because we've got the problem of dragnet arrest, mass arrest, where the police simply arrest women in mass at night.
But does this mean prostitution is now constitutional?
Well, not at all. It doesn't actually touch on prostitution at all, as some people may or may not be aware. Prostitution in and of itself is not a crime. I mean, just the act of sex for a reward or money is not a crime. We've got crimes around prostitution, such as the one we're referring to now, the crime of soliciting for the purposes of prostitution. So soliciting for prostitution itself remains a crime. However, if someone is arrested for that crime, then the state must necessarily allege in its papers that the person did something that constitutes soliciting. So that the state can say this person accosted the person, whistled, winked. It has to be an act. So it's not just the fact of being found standing at a street corner that suffices for you to be accused of soliciting, but you have to do something and do something to someone. So it doesn't actually affect the crime itself of soliciting for purposes of prostitution. The crime remains extant on our books, but what is affected now is conduct. So this is really a conduct sort of ruling. It's about the law in action as opposed to the law that is written.